Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
The Grill Team's Sports All In.
Stating the obvious, boys, but something smells in Tigerland, and I think it's time for a major change. It's time the West Tigers became just Wests. Since they become one, West Magpies have been the poor brother of the Balmain Tigers, and it's high time it stopped. Demographically, Wests have a monopoly on the juniors. Geographically, they have a supporter base to yearn for. Yet when it comes to catering for those fans, the four games they get this year in Campbelltown were the Cowboys, the Broncos, the Raiders, and last night, the Storm. Well, last night, the fans spoke with their feet in an act, I reckon, of defiance and frustration. They've had enough. Since 99, when they merged, the magpie of the joint venture has been virtually lost. Oh, sorry, there's that inch-high magpie on the shoulder of their jersey. And what about the respective lose clubs of this joint venture? One is thriving at Ashfield, while the other is an eyesore on Victoria Road, sitting like a vagrant. 2005 was the last time the West Tigers tasted glory, and that doesn't look like changing any time soon, especially with the way the current board is handling things.
Oh, MG, I tell you what, this merger has become toxic, hasn't it? There's no doubt about it. And you're spot on in the fact that in the history of this joint venture, and certainly in the past, the West Magpie side of it has tried to be exterminated almost, and the Tiger has taken over. It has had the whip hand, but now all of a sudden times change, and it appears as though, like, the now with the Magpies, with the strength they have and the vulnerability around the Tigers, they're trying to do the reverse. I don't know what the answer is, MG. I've always been I was a Balmain Tiger supporter my whole life.
I played for him. I had a year at Balmain, and the history is unbelievable. So is Newtown.
So for me, it was North Sydney. I just can't. I can't fathom not being a Balmain Tiger, not being a Tigers, and particularly when I know, like, you know, at Campbelltown, which is, you know, it's such a it's got a growth population out there, and it's
junior,
go ahead
junior
and lose
legs.
Club everything. But for me, I still look at the Tigers and I say, well, what is the heartbeat of the West Tigers? And I go, Leichhardt Oval.
Yep,
that's the difficulty I see.
That would be the only negative in my proposal, would be football away from Leichhardt Oval, which I played at when every Wednesday night used to go and watch the MK Cup. But there's just something amiss at the moment with the West Tigers. This is a team since 99, well, two teams that should have had more glory than they've got. They've won one competition on the back of a freakish school kid who just burst on the scene.
That's right, yeah.
Since then, they've blooded superstar after superstar, but yet they seem to always implode when it comes to the final moments.
MG, there's restructuring going on between the two boards at the moment. It would not be a silly idea to appoint
independent,
the best people in charge, the people who have got business acumen but also no rugby league, and just say, you've got to make decisions for the long-term interests of this club.
Are there people in the rugby league community that are like that? That no rugby league, who have got all the business skills and stuff? I mean, if they're out there, can you get them, A, and can you pay them the right amount of money?
One of the best sports administrators in the world is John Quayle. He's got his hands full at Newcastle at the moment. He's up there. They've got John Quayle on board there at Newcastle, and the NRL appointed him. So look, it's hard to find another John Quayle.
That's right.
I mean, Quayle is an incredibly clever man. He ran the whole league for a while and did it so well, dragged it at a time right up. You remember the Tina Center campaigns, right to its sort of glory days. You know, maybe you'd have to lean on John Quayle and say, listen, we've got another job for you here.
It's an emotional one. There's no doubt about it.
That's the Sports All In, the Grill Team on Triple M.